Bibles to Genesis chapter 5 now. Genesis chapter 5. Genesis chapter 5. Let's read a few verses here. Verses 21 through 24. Genesis 5. Verse 21, and Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. All the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, or that is, he disappeared, for God took him. Now, this is not a message to commend a man. I'm not commending the man Enoch, but this is to tell you what it is to walk with God. Walking with God, that's the title of this message. And many have done so, not just Enoch. Look at chapter 6, look at verse 9. Chapter 6, verse 9 says, these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man, the perfect man in his generations, and Noah walked with God. And there were many references that I looked up, various people. All of God's people do. But Enoch is first mentioned. He's the first mention as someone who walked with God. And so we're just going to use him as an example. All right, if you're taking notes, very easy. We're going to look at the man Enoch. The man Enoch. What kind of man he was. We're going to look at the world that Enoch lived in. The age that he lived in. Time he walked in. We'll look at the walk of Enoch, what this was, to walk with God. And then we're going to look at the end of Enoch. Enoch's end. All right? The man, Enoch, he was just a man. He was just a man. He was not a super man. He was not a super religious. When it talks about Enoch walking with God, it doesn't mean he was an ultra pious or living some ethereal or high spiritual plane person. Just a man. Just a man. That scripture says that which is flesh is flesh. Every man at his best state is altogether vanity. He was just a man. He was a sinful man. He wasn't holier than anybody else. He was a sinful man, like every man and woman is. Born a sinner, a son of Adam. Every son of Adam is a sinner. There's none righteous, no, not one. There's none that doeth good, not Enoch. Okay? He's just a man. He's a sinful man. All right. He's a man with responsibilities. He had a home. He lived for 365 years. And he begat, it says in verse 22, he begat sons and daughters. Now, the world was being populated at this time. And he begat sons and daughters over a period of 300 and some years. 300 years. He had a lot of children, needless to say. He could have had hundreds, but counting grandchildren, you know he did.
He could have had 1,000 mouths to feed. Was he busy? Huh? He have a job? He worked long hours? He worked every overtime he could get, Brother Steve. He had a lot of mouths to feed. And worthless sons-in-laws to support. And daughters-in-laws. And you know, teenagers. How many we think we got problems. He may have had 100 teenagers at any given time in his house. Just a man with problems that men and women face. Home, family, job, responsibility in a house full of people. My. So he's just a man. Don't think of him as being something special. He's just a man. And I thought of this. He lived 365 years. Can you imagine? We live here 70 years and we're ready to go. That's the reason the Lord takes us, because that's all we can take of this place. 300 years. It was tough. Needless to say. Many trials. Difficult. He's just a man. He's a sinful man. He's a man with a home, responsibilities, trials, troubles, tribulations, persecution. But he's a chosen man. You notice there it says in verse 21, Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah. In other words, Enoch didn't know God, wasn't interested in God, didn't worship God, didn't know Christ until he was 65 years old. That makes him a chosen man, doesn't it? Huh? You can't teach a 65-year-old man anything, can you, Henry? What about 70? Oh, no. You can't change somebody so set in their ways. If you can't teach an old dog, what about an old human? 65. Who and what could change this man's mind? Who could turn his heart, turn his will? Only God. Now, he would not have been seeking and calling God, calling on God, unless God had sought him and called on him. So he's a chosen man. Foreloved by God, as is every single one of God's elect. Didn't you love that, reading that in 2 John? Elect. The elect lady. He started that and finished it with that, didn't he? Elect. Your elect sister. This is one of God's elect, one of God's chosen. Yes, blessed is the man whom thou choosest, John. Whom thou causest to approach unto thee. 65 years old, one day God called him by his grace. By the gospel, by the very same gospel you and I hear. Yes. By the truth which you believe, not one variance from the truth. Enoch had to hear the gospel. And I'll tell you more about that in a moment. He wouldn't have come. He wouldn't, if God hadn't chosen him and called him, he would not have come. He wouldn't have walked with God. But he did. Enoch walked with God. All right? Here's the age in which Enoch lived. The time, the world in which Enoch lived. Look at chapter 6, verse 5. Now, Enoch was taken just 60 years before Noah was born. 60 years before Noah was born. Now this chapter is the chapter of Noah. Verse 5, it says, God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil and continual all the time, every day, it says. So the day in which Enoch lived was not a more reserved day, a more conservative day, a more principled. No, God destroyed this day, this generation, just very shortly after. It was a wicked and violent day, wicked world, corrupt Verses 11 and 12, look at this. The earth was corrupt before God. The earth was filled with violence. God looked upon the earth and it was corrupt. All flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. Sounds like now, but that was the day he lived in. Enoch walked with God 300 years. So it was a very sinful day, a very wicked day. It was an age, look at verses 2 through 4 here in chapter 6. The sons of God, that is believers, saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, that is unbelieving women who were very beautiful. They took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, but he is flesh, and his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days. Also after that, the sons of daughters came in unto the daughters of men, the sons of God, and they bare children to them. They mighty men, but men of renown. So this was a day of giants in the land. Huge men, athletic giants in the land, beautiful women. Everybody was just, this was a day of the beautiful people. Sound familiar? Giants. And I'm sure they all played basketball or something. And very rich. Our Lord said there was a materialistic world. The day in which Enoch lived was a very materialistic world. Very, very rich. Our Lord said that in Matthew 24. He said, as in the days of Noah, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage. It was a day of a religion, says the sons of God. They were believers, but apostasy. Now, that is, these sons of God, these believers, were taken with the women of the world and they went after them and evidently forgot God. Because we're going to see, because it wasn't long after that, till Noah and his family, that was it. Right? So many departed from the truth that it got down to Noah and his family. So do you see? It was a day of apostasy. And that sounds just like today, doesn't it? It says, in the last days, many shall depart from the faith. In the last days, Paul said in 2 Timothy 3, perilous times. Men will be proud, boasters, vain, violent. Sounds just like now, doesn't it? But Enoch walked with God. So, I want to know what this is, don't you? What is this walk with God? Enoch did it 300 years. I've got just 30 left. Maybe. Enoch walked with God. What is it then? What is the walk? Let's look at Enoch's walk. Now, when you walk, a walk is two things. It's two things, actually. A walk, when you're walking, it's the direction you're headed. All right? I'm going to walk to that door. So my walk is toward that door. And also, the walk of someone is the way or the manner in which they do it. Okay? So you see, it's the direction you're going and the manner in which you go. That's the walk. Alright? What direction was Enoch going? Enoch walked with God. The world, there's a way the Scripture says, and turn to Hebrews 11 with me, Hebrews chapter 11. Scripture says there's a way that seems right to man. But the end, the direction, is destruction. This world is not seeking God. This world, Paul said it in Romans 1, the whole chapter, Romans 1, is devoted to that. The men weren't thankful, though God is clearly known, yet they rejected Creator, believed evolution, and weren't thankful, became proud, vain in their imaginations, worshiped the creature, that is man, more than the Creator. So God gave them over. All manner of filthiness. The way of man is corrupt. God is not, man's not seeking God. Oh no. Man's dead in trespasses and sin. The direction to go with God. Enoch walked with God. He sought the things of God. His affection was set on things above, not on things of this earth. Often our Lord talked about pearls before swine. You remember that? Don't cast your pearls before swine. Do you ever see pigs or swine gazing at the stars? Do you ever see pigs or swine sitting out under the stars at night, beholding and contemplating the beauties of the universe? What do pigs do? What do swine do? Wallow in the mud. They always have their snouts in the earth, wallowing, grubbing, eating, sleeping, eating some more, sleeping some more. And that's it. That's the extent of their lives. And man is not any higher than that by nature. His God is his belly. Man does not contemplate God by nature. He's like a swine. He's like a pig rooting in the earth, getting his fill of the earth. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loves some of these swine, saves them, quickens them by his grace to where he shifts their eyes heavenward. Their hearts that were dead, he gives them a new heart, a sensitive heart to the Word of God. It opens their ears to the Word of God until they look heavenward, until they look to God. Man was created that way, walk with God. Adam walked with God. That is, he was contemplated God all day long, not his belly. That was just a means to get something to eat. But the rest of his day was taken with his God, to enjoy his God. All the old theologians, to the man, would say, man was created to enjoy God. But man fell and became like the beasts, where he never even considers God until God in mercy directs his mind, his heart, heavenward to God. Enoch, though, was one of these chosen, and he walked with God. That is his affection, Brother Dan. His heart, his mind was set on things above. He had here, look at it, in Hebrews 11. Look at Hebrews 11. This is true of all of God's people. Verse 5, by faith Enoch was translated, that he should not see death. It was not found. God translated him. And before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Now, verse 6, but without faith, it's impossible to please God. He that comes to God must believe that he is, and a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And Paul goes on to write about Noah and Abraham and Sarah and many others, Rahab, all these that died in faith, and Enoch being the only one who didn't. But look down at verses 13 and following. All right? Look at this. These all died in faith, or according to faith, not having received the promises. And let me remind you, they didn't have a Bible. They didn't have the advantage. They did not have the written Word of God. Enoch didn't have. He walked with God 300 years. He didn't have a Bible. But he had a preacher. Oh, yeah. He walked by faith. He walked by faith. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And how shall they hear without a preacher? We'll see this. We're going to see that in a moment. And you're going to get a blessing out of it. Who he heard preach. And look at, read on. These died in faith, but they were persuaded, verse 13, of them. Who persuaded them? Huh? Not flesh and blood, but the Heavenly Father. This persuasion's of God. This faith is a gift of God. And they confessed with their life, with their walk, verse 13. They confessed they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. And they that say such things, all that say such things, declare plainly they seek a country. Truly, if they'd been mindful of that country from which they came out, they would have had opportunity to have returned. But no, they better desire a better country, a heavenly. And so God is not ashamed to be called their God. And they all walked with God. Had their mind, their heart, their affection set on things above, not here. This was not their continuing city. And that's why God, in His goodness and His wisdom, sends them trials. So that they won't find anything here. Won't find much of anything but trials and trouble. So they seek a continuing city. All right, here's the walk of Enoch. Here's the walk of Enoch. He walked by faith. It says that Enoch walked with God and he pleased God. But without faith, it's impossible to please God. And Paul said to the Corinthians, we walk by faith, not by sight. All right, he walked with God by faith. All right, now, you have to turn to this, okay? Amos, the book of Amos. I want everyone to turn that. Amos chapter 3, if you don't know this well, you might want to commit it to memory. Amos chapter 3. We quote this all the time. Amos chapter 3. All right, Enoch walked by faith. That is, he believed God. Didn't say in God. He believed God. That is, Nancy, whatever God said, he believed. That's what makes somebody a believer. How do you know somebody's a believer? Silly question, isn't it, John? He believes. You remember when Paul said, after the way they call heresy, so I believe. So I worship the God of my fathers, believing all things written in the prophets. Not some things, not what things I can understand, not what things I like. Not just the Calvinistic, not all things. Whatever God said, I believe. Why? Because God said it. Believing God. Enoch believed God. In other words, look at verse 3 of Amos 3. Can two walk together except they be agreed? All right? Enoch walked with God. Did God agree with him? Was God walking with him? No. Enoch was agreeing with God. Whatever God said, he agreed. Whatever God said, he bowed to it. Whatever God said, he believed. Whatever God said, Enoch believed. Enoch believed that God is God. Oh, didn't we read that in Hebrews 11? He that cometh to God must believe that he is. What does that mean? This is the heart of faith. Must believe that God is God. Holy. Just. Sovereign. Doing as he will with whom he will. That's God. That's the true God and not an idol. An idol is someone or something that you manipulate, that you allow to do things. That's an idol. Any God, small g, that men and women say he's done all he can do, and now the rest is up to you, and you must let him be Lord and let him. That's an idol. That's not the God of the Bible. That's not the true and living God in whose hands our breath is. Enoch believed the same God you and I do, Brother Stephen. He believed God is God. Absolutely holy, just, sovereign. Now, listen. I quoted to you from Romans 10. Faith cometh by hearing. And hearing by the Word of God. Who did Enoch? Enoch heard somebody preach. There was no Bible. Enoch heard somebody preach to him. Because Paul said, how shall they hear without a preacher? And God said he has not left himself without a witness, ever. He's always had his prophets, always. Who did he hear preach the gospel? This may surprise you. Enoch heard Adam. He heard Adam preach the gospel. Enoch died before Adam did. I mean, Enoch was left before Adam did. Enoch knew Adam for 365 years. Huh? What do you reckon they talked about? Now, listen now. Yes, they knew each other. Yes, the world was in that Central Europe right there. That was it. Hadn't spread to this continent yet, as far, you know. These people were all over in where what is not now known as Turkey, and right in there. Enoch knew Adam for 300 years. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God, and you must hear a preacher. All right, Adam and Eve. And Eve, yes. Told Enoch. Whenever they visited with him, he was their grandson. Seven times removed. But he was their grandson. And Adam told Enoch, and Eve told Enoch, God is holy. What do you reckon, Deborah, they told him first about God? Adam and Eve, now, who God kicked out of the garden for eating a piece of fruit. What do you reckon they first told him about God and everybody that hear him? God is love. They said, Enoch, God is infinitely, indescribably holy, holy, holy. And they told Enoch their story. We were perfect and upright, but Satan put in us that we had a free will and that we could be as God and put a question mark on God's word. Enoch, God, believe God, believe God is God. Believe everything God says. Put no question on anything God says. Don't let anybody, I don't care if it's an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel to you, Enoch, than that which you're hearing from us. Let them be accursed if they do. Enoch, God is holy. God is just. God is sovereign. He kicked us out of his presence with one sin found on us and barred the way with an angel of fire. Enoch, but God is merciful. God is gracious. And God told us about the woman's seed, ain't it? The woman's seed. Now you know, Enoch, that women don't have a seed, it's man that has a seed. But God told us that the woman's seed is going to come, the Messiah, ain't it? The Christ, ain't it? The Savior, God's chosen one, his Holy One, his Redeemer, for all sons of ours, all sons of Adam, ain't it? God's going to send, miraculously, we're not sure how, but we think perhaps born of a virgin, without the seed of Adam, without our sinful seed in him, God's going to send his Son, the Christ, a holy man, to live a holy life that we could not live, and you can't either, ain't it?
It's not by works of righteousness which you have done or we have done. No, we were righteous. Oh, it's going to be according to God's mercy that He saves us. And His mercy is going to be in that coming seed, that woman's seed. But He's going to come. Yes, a man. He's going to come, made in the likeness of sinful flesh, to redeem them that were under the law, under the curse. We're cursed, ain't it? Everything we do is a curse. Thorns and thistles and sweat and blood and tears and death. Ain't it the first thing we experienced when we left that garden was death because of sin? But God, is going to send someone, some marvelous, wonderful person to come and to save us from this mess that even I got us into. And your only hope, and our only hope, God told us this, is to trust and to look to and to believe in this coming one as your righteousness. And God told us, the first thing God did when we sinned was God took an innocent animal, took a lamb. We saw it with our very eyes. God took an innocent lamb and slit its throat and poured out that blood and skinned that animal. Poor creature, innocent. He had nothing to do with our transgression. And took that bloody robe. We were naked. We tried to cover our nakedness with some fig leaves. That's so foolish. Ain't it? You can't cover God's all sin. He looks on the heart, ain't it? You can't cover yourself. But God took that innocent creature and wrapped us in it and covered our nakedness.
Yes, God spoke to us in person, the blessed Son, the Word, and told us, now, don't you ever come near me. Don't you ever call on me without blood. Because this blood is going to represent that Christ who's coming. I'm going to lay on Him the iniquity of you, Adam and Eve, and all those that I've chosen. I'm going to lay on them. And I'll accept you. You'll be my son. But don't come without blood. Because without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Ain't it? There's one way. There's one way. One hope. One life. And it's in the coming Messiah. Adam. Wouldn't you have liked to have heard Adam preach that? And then I believe they told him this. I'm quite sure of it. Adam lived 930 years. Our Lord said, now, can you observe the times? Can't you see the coming apocalypse? You can observe. He said, you ought to be able to observe. And you say, when the sky is red and lowering, you say this about the weather. When it's fair, you say it'll be a good day. When it's not, storms brewing. Adam lived 930 years. He saw it. He saw it all. And he saw this, the wickedness of man. And I know he told Enoch this. And Enoch had a young boy sitting with him. His grandson sitting with him, named Lamech. Sitting there talking to Adam. Lamech. And Adam was telling Enoch, God's going to destroy this place. It's getting exceedingly wicked and vile. God is going to end this place. It can't last forever. Enoch, you got one hope. We have one hope. And that boy, Lamech, you see, was Noah's dad. And that's where Noah heard. But he told him, it's going to end, Enoch. Well, Enoch walked by faith. Enoch trusted Christ.
You see, there's only one Lord, one faith. Never has been a different faith. Never has. He walked by faith, believing God, trusting Christ. You see, he didn't do anything different than you and I do. He worked. He walked to work. He spent time with his family. How did he find enough time? He had to do everything that needed to be done. But he walked by faith, believing God, trusting Christ. He worshiped God. He worshiped God. I believe he walked with those that walked with God. I know he did. Look at the end of Enoch. Turn back quickly to Genesis 5. And here's Enoch's end. And here's the end of all. God's chosen. We walk with him by faith in Christ. Verse 24. You have it? Genesis 5, verse 24. It says, Enoch walked with God, and he was not. For God took him. Well, what was it if he was not? Well, as he is, so was Enoch. He was translated. He was this mortality put on immortality. This corruption put on incorruption. He was changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, into the image of the Son of God. And as he is, so is Enoch right now. And so are all those that walk with God. One day, Enoch, and the same thing will happen with every one of us. Every one of us, every believer, same thing's going to happen. See, Enoch wasn't aware of what happened to him. He was in God's presence. Every single believer I've ever seen die has died in absolute peace. You know, that old saying, that old silly, stupid song that Johnny and June sing, you got to walk that lonesome valley and walk it by yourself, that's a lie. Because Psalm 23 says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. Why? Because thou art with me. No fear. There's no dark valley. There's no deep abyss or frightful, terrible experience. No, sir. Never. Peace. He giveth his beloved sleep. Rest. And it's a change. It's an instantaneous change. And they're not even aware nor remember what happened. Instant glory. Enoch was walking one day. I don't know if he's going to work. A store. Hardware store. A ministry. The hardware store. Just a man. With responsibilities of life. And then one day he was walking to the hardware store, the feed store or something, you know, and conscious of his God, yes. Went down on his knees praying all the time. But he was conscious of his God. Thank you, Lord, for my family, and thank you for that message I heard today. Boy, I love it. Sure do appreciate the gospel and all. And thank you for then, boom! He's with God. With God. Heavens opened and received him into glory. And he isn't, like I said, it's the same with all of God's people. And let me read this to you in closing, okay? It's found in 1 Thessalonians. This is blessed. I read this at the graveside of our sister Linda Stoniker. It says this, this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not go before them that are asleep. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, if we're still alive and remain, shall be caught up together, just like Enoch.
with them. With them. Hello, virgin. With them in the clouds to meet the Lord in air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Hello, Enoch. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Comfort. It's not long. We only live 70 years. Don't you know, that Enoch, 280 years went by. I'm ready to go. Don't you know, Sam? I'm ready to go, Enoch said. He heard a man preach what I just preached. He said, boy, I sure do look forward. I wonder how much longer I have to live. 70 more years, Enoch. You think I can take it? Yeah, you can. His grace is sufficient. Yeah, he can. 365 years. And he was not. All right, let's sing a closing hymn. For a closer walk with God. Now, this is a different tune. We don't sing this very often. 336. 336. Very good words. Try to sing it. 336. Let's stand.